Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5.4%. That's how many fewer job openings American employers posted in June than the month before, according to new government data released Tuesday. The 10.7 million jobs listed that month marks the lowest level since September of last year. It's also a 10% decline since openings reached a record high in March. The decline shows that while the labor market remains strong for now, the red-hot labor demand of the past year or so is fading. The report also showed layoffs remain at historic lows. The overall layoffs and discharges rate held steady at 0.9% in June. Some economists believe that given the hiring struggles of the past year, employers will be looking to avoid mass layoffs even if the economy continues to weaken further. The rate of employees quitting their jobs also held steady at 2.8%, still a historically high level, but one that marks a slowdown from late 2021 and early 2022. Why are we talking about this? Well, this report hints at how companies are responding to the prospect of higher borrowing costs. Those are brought on by the Federal Reserve's aggressive measures to try to bring down inflation. The Fed wants to see a cool down in the labor market before it stops raising interest rates, and the labor market isn't cooling down much. Fed Chair Jerome Powell likes to cite the ratio of job openings per available worker as an indicator of just how tight the job market is. That's decreased only slightly to 1.8. Meanwhile, the financial market's most knowledgeable inflation traders are expecting a string of roughly 8.8% inflation readings over the next 3 months. That's starting with July data released on August 10th. All of this goes to show the Fed will likely remain in inflation fighting mode for now. The next number up is $440 million. That was the value of the 15-year contract that superstar outfielder Juan Soto turned down from the Washington Nationals. Now the San Diego Padres are close to acquiring the 23-year-old from Washington. Soto is considered a generational talent. After contributing to the Nationals' first championship in franchise history in 2019, Soto's batting average was .351 in 2020, and he won the NL batting title that year. The deal will likely be the highest total payout in baseball history. The San Diego Padres have missed the playoffs in 20 of the last 23 seasons. The team is currently about 12 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. If the season ended today, San Diego would nab the second wildcard playoff spot. The Padres last reached the World Series in 1998. Maybe Soto could help them return, or at least make their first-round playoff exit to the Dodgers less embarrassing. Our last number is 3,455. That's how many units Ferrari shipped in the second quarter. That's up roughly 29% versus the prior year. The Italian carmaker reported a record 446 million euros in EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. That was about 25 million more euros than expected. The growth was driven by higher shipments of its Portofino M and F8 models. Those can cost around $300,000. And that's before any customizations like carbon fiber cup holders. The company averted significant delivery disruptions from the war in Europe and the China shutdown by shifting production to unaffected regions. Looking ahead, the big question now is whether Ferrari increases prices across its model lineup to offset the pressure from higher costs. The automaker said industrial costs and research and development expenses increased to 27 million euros in the latest quarter, partly due to cost inflation. Given the strong demand amid a rather bleak economic outlook, Ferrari buyers look like they might be able to absorb higher costs. That could bode well for Ferrari and other luxury brands. And that's Numbers by Barron's for August 3rd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.